you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Real Ass Podcast Friday Show. What the fuck is up, baby boys? Let's fucking go. Get your weekend started right. It is the Real Ass Podcast. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.
Louis J. Gomez, that's me.
International superstar Zach D'Amico looking like fucking Satan himself right now. Hell yeah, doggy.
I'm feeling good, man.
You look good.
Thank you, buddy.
Everyone keeps on commenting on it. They're like, dude, Zach looks great. And then some people don't watch the show and they're like, do you know what the word great means? That's crazy. But compared to like a month and a half ago.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Zach was getting pretty big. We got to be honest.
I hit a wall. I threw my back out.
No, he hit all four walls of this room actually at the same time. Hell yeah, dude. That was a fucking silent joke right there. We're going to start the show hard.
I'm like, he just hit it, not broke it.
He crashed through it like the
and yelled,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you got a problem, Zach.
All right. So, look, we have a great show planned today. Incredible show planned today. As you guys know, we can't live. This is not live. This is pre-taped. We now pre-tape on Tuesdays for Fridays. That's good for everyone. Trust me. It means that I don't have to drive in 4 days in a row to New York City. That makes me happy. When I'm happy, I'm projecting that mood onto the audience. That's what you guys want. You want me to be happy, and you guys are going to get a better version of me. You're going to get a better version of this show.
Also, guaranteed show starts on time on Friday.
Guaranteed the show starts on time.
Or you're going to fire somebody.
That'd be crazy. If the show didn't start on time, if we're pre-taped, that's absolutely wild. Right now, if you guys are, while you're listening to this Friday, I am on the beach in Jamaica again.
Again.
For the second time this year. I love
you. Have the exact same view.
Yes,
he's going over there and super spreading. You're trying to kill Jamaicans with the variant.
Ready to fucking go, dude.
Jamaicans ain't dying from that shit, my nigga.
You're not gonna kill a Jamaican with a fucking. You're gonna need a machete
at least
to try to kill a Jamaican. But yeah, this is a great show we have planned, and we have two incredible guests as always, ladies and gentlemen. You know him, you love him. The great Monroe Martin is back.
Yo,
on the show.
What up?
What's up, kid?
What's up, man?
Happy to have you back. Also happy to have on the show for the first time from his podcast, Dating App Disasters, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Duckett joins
What's
the show.
What's happening, baby? Hey, I done made it now. Mama, I'm here.
You made it, kid. This is a big deal.
Now, who you telling?
This is a big deal.
I thought you was going to fire me. I was in traffic. I was like, I shouldn't even come to this
fine.
Shit.
You know what's funny? I usually, and Monroe knows this about me. Monroe walked in. I was like, Monroe, what the fuck is wrong with
and
you?
And I'm like, he's usually late.
Very punctual, bro. I'm a punctual. Yeah. I know I'm black and shit, but my nigga, I be punctual. But today... Yeah, they got the best of it.
Today, they were both over a half an hour late.
Yeah,
it was absolutely wild. I told Shannon in the past, do not book two black guests with this in mind. What do you think is going to happen? In the best case scenario, we start a half an hour late. Worst case scenario, they're throwing chairs through the windows. We know what happens. We watch a lot of late night Denny's fight videos on the show. Okay, so please fucking... No, the reason I didn't give you shit was because you've never been on the show before. I feel like we've met before.
I've met you numerous times.
Yeah, I feel like we've...
I met your child as well. Your son, he used to be in the green room at New York Comedy Club. He used to mop the floor there.
What? Oh, shit.
Oh, and it all comes together, baby.
Yeah, he even remember
real
the
nigga,
black
real
people
nigga.
All around his baby.
I didn't remember you as a comic. I remember you as somebody who worked at New York Comedy Club.
My nigga, we all have to pay our dues.
No, of course.
But
my first job in New York City was at New York Comedy Club, selling comedy club tickets in the street. In fact, I started right before 9/11. Wow! Shit. Holy shit, I'm a good host. You see that shit, doggy? It's a 20-year anniversary of 9/11 tomorrow, technically, if you're listening live. And we're talking about that shit on today's show. But the New York Comedy Club is a very special place in my heart. That was where I first saw a stand-up comedy show. Shout out to Greg Rogel, who was on that show. And yeah, I started selling tickets for that little dump. And it's great now, but back when Al Martin owned it, it was
shithole.
I'm talking about, like, there was a crack in the bar, like, then the center of the bar,
yeah,
like an earthquake happened, and okay, they were like, you know what, we're not going to fix the bar. They're like, just, it split, right? Wow. And you used to come in, and you could see the cockroach, like, you could see them in the bar, like, inside of the bar, and they'd kind of peek up, and you'd be like, that's fucking crazy, and you'd be like, I'll take another Long Island iced tea.
God damn.
Yeah, it was wild. It was the fucking a shithole.
I used to sleep in that motherfucker. I mean, you know, I was out here thugging, trying to make it in this comedy shit, and so August 15th just made 5 years, but I used to sleep in that bitch, mop the floors. I would do give popcorn to people, and then they give me check spots. And people are like, oh, you the nigga from the popcorn. I'm like, yeah, that's I do it all, baby. Wow.
And that's a harder spot to be in as a comedian. Let me tell you something, because and this was the same thing when I was selling tickets. If you were a comic on the show, the people, it delegitimizes? What's the opposite of legitimizes?
Illegitimizes.
I think it's illegitimized.
Jesus Christ.
Now,
what's wrong with
you? Well, I'm glad you didn't say I didn't recognize you without your janitor costume.
Doggy. I'm going to tell you, well, I feel like it delegitimizes the show.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's only in my head, but to the audience, you're like, I was always self-conscious because I was like, well, now they're going to go, oh, this guy's a charlatan. The show's not a good show. He works here. It's not. So I was always very self-conscious, and I was very like, fuck.
It's the same. No, okay. I feel the same way. And then, or if not even that, after the show, I'd be like, hey, man, how do I get on stage? You know, because they think it's just a sign-up sheet. So I'm like, I'm over here working my ass off in this little 5 minutes. You know what I mean? But no, it definitely it makes people not take the craft as serious.
Yeah.
Because they think the popcorn guy just gets to get up and do shit. But I'm like, no, I'm a real comedian. I could get into the club in LA.
In LA, it's a little weird because you start in LA?
No, I started in Atlanta.
You started in Atlanta. All right. So in LA, like, it's almost like a point of pride to be one of those fucking door guys.
Yeah, like the phone person.
Yeah, at the comedy store. It's like, so you're, he's a door guy at the comedy store. He's, you know, worked his way up. In New York, it's not really, there's no glamour.
Yeah.
In any of that shit. It's like you do it because you're trying to fucking eat and get some weed or whatever it is, right?
Right.
And that's what it was for me. But yeah, dude, right after 9/11, I mean, I started working at the New York Comedy Club right before 9/11. And then, 9/11 happened and we were selling tickets a few days later. Like, we had to go back out.
Oh, wow.
Like, wow, y'all ain't giving no rest? Like,
days. Nothing.
I had to make money.
It tumbled and y'all were like, free comedy.
Yeah,
shit.
But
like,
yeah, they just stayed away from that area.
Hey, go to Times Square, my nigga.
Yeah. You got to understand something, though. New York, were you guys here during 9/11? You weren't here during 9/11. No. You weren't.
I was just starting.
Nigga, I was in 8th grade, right?
Yeah.
I was in 8th grade, my nigga.
Yeah. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Philly.
So, that's right.
Yeah,
9/11
was 2001, right?
That was close enough. That was still pretty close. Philly's close enough where you're like, damn, like it felt like you had to feel like you were under attack a little bit as well. Like,
nah, we just knew we got a half day off.
Yeah, you're like, yes.
Y'all ain't shit.
Like, yeah, Philly's garbage. Summer, they're animals.
Niggas, man. Philly niggas ain't shit.
Yo, we were just like, oh shit, we get to go home.
I wish this happened every day.
I was in South Carolina. We didn't even really know if it was real or not. We were just like, look at the tree. Yeah, we didn't know shit.
Like, this ain't real. I've seen CGI before.
Well, you know, a plane did go down in PA, and that's when they got a little bit more like, oh,
well,
shit,
there was multiple planes. And the story was that those guys took it down. We shot that shit down.
It was taken down by the people, but then right behind it, everyone said, were two fighter jets. Well, I guess we're just going to give it a good talking to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they shot that plane.
And when you read articles about it, the lady, it was two chicks that were in each fighter jet.
Yeah.
And they said that they left without ammunition because they were in such a rush, like they're not just fucking loaded. And that their plan was to ram the plane down, but then the people on board did it for them. But they happened to pick a perfect field to crash in where they wouldn't hurt anybody.
Well, they had two women, so they knew chances are they were going to crash those planes.
But in 2001, they had two women fighter pilots? Yeah. Dog, that's progressive than that a bitch, dog. 2001?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild early, bro.
Yeah.
I'm proud of them.
But
they shot that shit. Unfortunately, they should have.
Of course.
But the people on the plane died, though, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure if they fought and then took hold of the plane, no one went like
first
this.
First of all, nigga,
would you have tried? If everyone's like, no, we don't know how to fly a plane. Would you have at least tried?
I would have tried to land that bitch.
I can do this shit.
Yeah.
My name is.
All right. I know up is down and down is up. Yeah. I played some video games.
Flight simulator, my nigga. I was like, I can land this son of a bitch.
Yo. But then there's everything else. There's so I'm the best guy. I'm like, all right, dude, I'm just fucking, we're going up.
Yeah.
Even if you crash.
Like, I wouldn't crash that shit on purpose. I'd at least try to hit a tree.
I feel like trying to go down. Yeah. Like, oh, who knows? I have an arm. We're going to go up. Because somebody else take the fucking...
Everybody's puking on the fucking plane.
But of all things, you're going to crash a plane. That's the day you want to do it because it's still the fourth least bad plane crash of the day.
You're smashing everybody's heads into the ceiling.
Put your fucking air mask on.
That shit would be fucking wild, dude. But I would try. That'd be fine. If we're close to the ground, I'm like, all right, dude, we're barrel rolling. Let's go.
Something. Like, I'm definitely going to try to survive. I'm
not
going to be like, we're heroes.
I watch Flight and I've done enough cocaine.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you give me a goddamn, like, what's it, screwdriver and a line? Denzel did it. I can do it.
Anything than John Goodman showing up in that movie.
That was awesome.
In the snake jacket.
Yeah.
The Banana Man.
I feel like they don't talk about how good that movie was.
It was an underrated movie.
That was a dope movie.
Wait, what movie?
Flight. With Denzel. One of the other movies he didn't get an Oscar for.
Oh, yeah, when he was a drunk.
Drunk cocaine.
And guess what?
And it was fucking the hot Puerto Rican stewardess.
And if the nigga wasn't drunk, he probably couldn't have landed that bitch right. If you were sober, you ain't got the balls to land it like that. You gotta be a little sauced up. Yeah.
Denzel's character in Flight.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
Fuck yeah, Denzel. You ruled in that movie.
He really did.
He did. I loved him.
But anyway, did nothing wrong.
9/11,
asked if those terrorists were drunk?
Hold on. 9/11 happened, and we were out there selling tickets days after because the thing about New York City at the time was New York City, when it happened, it was almost like we didn't want to show our ass.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, fuck you, dude. We're New York strong. We don't even give a fuck. Fuck the Twin Towers. Yeah. We're going to build another tower, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That was the attitude. It wasn't like, it was actually in a weird way. It wasn't cool that 9/11 happened, but to watch the way New York handled it, like Boston strong, that's all. They bit off of fucking New York after 9/11. They had three marathoners had their fucking knees blown off and they're fucking comparing that shit to 9/11. Get the fuck out of here, Boston. First of all, and I'm not being insensitive, but if somebody's gonna die,
three knees blown off,
marathon runners, you know, they're the first to go on my list. They're fucking some uppity assholes, fucking dumb fucking long running dickheads. Lift some weights, get to the fucking gym, hit a fucking weight bench. Anyway, either way, Boston Strong was biting off a New York Strong, and New York Strong was legitimately, it was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
We don't care. I dare you. Dude, I'm telling you right in New York. Yeah. Being through 9/11, watching it happen, it made me very proud to be a New Yorker.
Yeah.
And I've talked about this before, but I'll say it again because it is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. It's one of the reasons why I think I'm a stand-up comedian today was because I'm selling tickets for the New York Comedy Club, and I went to a show the next Saturday after 9/11. 9/11 happened on like Tuesday. The clubs were open again on the weekend.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, the clubs were open again. And I went to the New York Comedy Club, and the host of the show, he had this fucking dude. All right, so the old New York Comedy Club logo is the skyline still, but they changed it because they took out the Twin Towers, which in my opinion was stupid. I think they should have just kept the logo with the Twin Towers in it.
Yeah.
But either way, the old one was behind on the stage. It was the New York City skyline, New York Comedy Club. And the host did a joke that bombed.
Yeah.
And he kept on going, and then the third time he did it, he went, eh, right into the building on the... The audience went fucking apeshit. The audience, it was such a funny thing, and everyone was going through it. Like they were still looking for bodies. It was like crazy, dude. New York, we were attacked. It didn't feel like it was like, oh, this building. It was like, no, New York was fucking under attack.
Yeah.
And I watched that happen, and it sort of made me fall in love with comedy.
Yeah.
Especially dark comedy, fucked up comedy, comedy about things that probably shouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
I watched that happen, and I just sort of watched this whole audience of fucking New Yorkers who had just been under attack, who had lost family members, friends, everyone was still very scared, and I watched everyone fucking laugh. And I was like, holy shit, dude. Comedy is one of the most amazing fucking things in the world. It brought a couple hundred people in a room together while we're under attack with this crazy event that, I mean, it's never happened since. It hasn't happened to something like that before. Everyone fucking just sat there and laughed. And I was like, wow, dude, that's what comedy is. It turns negative shit into something positive. And that's sort of my philosophy on comedy. Not to make this a fucking Braveheart speech, but it is. That's sort of my philosophy on comedy. And that was before I ever stepped on stage. That was my beginning look at what stand-up comedy was and is. And they changed it. The industry changed it. Everyone else changed it. But that's what that shit was. And this is why I fell in love with it. And this is why I will not stray from the type of comedy that I do or that type of philosophy, because it's just, this is the way I was built as a comedian. Mm. So,
as if you didn't think 9/11 was tragic enough, it inspired Lewis's comedy career.
What would he have done if they would have fucking?
Oh shit! I hate you, you fat fuck.
I had that minutes ago. I wouldn't let him finish. The longer he goes with this,
the better it is. Oh yeah.
And that's how I knew that
just
I wanted to be
a
comic.
Up more and more.
God damn it! You're good at this. Damn. Zach's best, the thing he does best is make fun of me in the world.
Oh, yeah. If it was an applicable skill outside of this room, I'd be doing very well.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Let's move on from the 9/11 talk. I don't want to fucking depress everybody.
But I wasn't depressed.
You're fucking happy as fuck.
You went home and watched SpongeBob.
That was a good time.
That was a great time.
Yeah. Eighth grade, you don't know shit.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I just started college.
I was going to say, how old were you? Because you look good to be 50.
I was I was 19 at the time, I think. Yeah, I'm 39 now, 20 years later.
Okay. I just turned 33 Friday.
You hell yeah. Happy birthday,
real nigga
kid.
Holiday.
Happy birthday.
What's up?
Happy birthday,
thank
kid.
You, Lou.
Yeah, man.
Zach, let's take a moment and thank Manscaped for supporting today's show. Manscaped, they make the best below-the-belt grooming products on the planet. I'm talking about their Lawnmower 4.0, which just came out, which is their ball trimmer.
Dude, it's absolutely incredible. It works in the shower. It's got a light on it. So if you just feel like, I don't know, shaving your balls in the dark underwater,
you can
that's
do that.
How good it is.
You can do that. If you want to go down to the deep sea and like stare eye to eye with an angler fish while you shave your balls, you can actually do that. It's
my dick and balls look like an angler fish.
Yes, that's true. Look, it is the best. The best way to describe this, it's super silent. It's really, really sleek, very lightweight, easy to travel with. And it's just really hard to nick yourself. That's the problem is when you shave yourself downstairs, you got to be super careful. It takes a really long time. It's a whole process. What happens is you end up letting yourself get fucking a little bushier than necessary because we avoid it. We never have the time. I use this literally once a week, in and out. It takes me 30 seconds to a minute to shave my fucking nutsack and dick, and it looks nice and clean. It's not like you're using a Bic where you look like a baby's asshole. I use the first,
Yeah, I got you.
There's like a, you know, there's different clipper size things. I use the number one, so I have, it's a little fucking patch. Shannon's getting horny right now thinking, as I talk about this, which is great. But look, right now, all you got to do is go to manscaped.com, manscaped.com, and use the promo code REALASS when you check out. You're going to save 20% off anything you purchase, and you're going to get free shipping. Once again, that's manscaped.com. Use that promo code REALASS for 20% off. Okay, where were we? So, Shannon, hold on. We haven't talked about this because you were actually. Let's hear. You know what?
Now show them them titties.
Go to the Shannon cam.
What happened, Shannon?
I turned around.
There it is. There's.
Oh
is.
Yeah, no, she don't show titties.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah. No, don't get excited.
Yeah, where's the music, Natalie? Come on. Over there. Let's get some fucking music going for Shannon. There you go. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, guys.
How you feeling?
I feel much better. Good. Thank you.
Shannon had COVID for like 7 days.
I did.
And I'm going to keep the camera.
Oh, right. God damn it.
Yeah, she had she had COVID for like, I know they say 14 days, but we
She still had another week left.
Come on, doggy. We fucking, we went to Joe Rogan's Instagram. Apparently, this shit ain't that big of a deal. Shannon also looks like a horse, so we were able to easily get her. I'm sorry, Shannon. That was just actually rude.
That
I apologize. That hurt.
Yeah.
That
like, one hurt.
I was hoping it got funny. I was like,
no, it wasn't. No,
I was like,
it wasn't going to.
Real close. That was mean as shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking for a punchline. I only had Shannon looks like a horse in my head.
Looks like a horse.
As soon as I said that, I ran out of words. Somebody put peanut butter on my gums. Shannon, I'm kidding. You know you're beautiful. You know I love you.
Thanks. So 10 days, by the way. I am legally okay to be back to
You're
work.
Legally okay to
I
be back to work.
I got the text this morning, yes.
Define legally if they said 14 days.
They said 10 days.
Oh,
10-day quarantine.
Come on, Monroe. Why are you... Oh, now he cares about the law.
Are you vaccinated?
Now he cares about the law.
Yeah.
Is she vaccinated?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then you only got to do like 3 days or some shit. You ain't even really got to listen to the rules once you get the two shots.
You know what's weird?
See, people just make up whatever the hell they want.
Talking. I love it. Making up rules. I love it.
Yeah.
Fauci did it, nigga. Shit. What's up, nigga? Hey, I like that.
I had people from like the government call me every day to check on me, and they never asked me if I was vaccinated.
Oh, wow. And they go, what you wearing? Did any of them go, what you got on?
Girl? Hi, it's us, the government. What are you wearing?
Well, I think the thing, they probably have rules where they cannot pressure you into being vaccinated. Like, it's very weird. Yeah. It's all the, they use media and marketing to pressure to get vaccinated, but it's never like a government official saying, well, you should get vaccinated. It's like even my doctor, I was like, I asked my doctor, I was like, should I get vaccinated? He was like, well, you know, you're healthy, but yeah, you probably should, but I can't tell you that. It was very like, and I was like, well, you're a medical professional. Yeah. Why am I looking at a billboard with like bright red letters that says, take the shot? And I'm like,
but it's the truth though. Yeah. But then at the same time, they don't pressure you, but then you can't even live a normal fucking life without it. They don't let you go into shit.
Yeah.
They be treating you like, it's like segregation out here. They're like outside or inside, card. Yeah. I'm like, you know what, my nigga? I'm double vaxxed. I just sometimes I don't feel like showing my nigga the card.
Yeah, it's very strange. Yeah, the feeling of show me your papers to some
random ass motherfucker.
23-year-old fucking kid that's a
who
door
ain't
guy.
Even reading it.
Yeah, it's
they
like.
Don't even read it.
The
they
fuck
just
out
go,
of my face. Right. Show me your papers, motherfucker. Right. Are you out of your mind? Dude, we need to fucking have a revolution.
Yeah. I want
to have
see
a revolution.
It.
I'm ready to ride, my nigga. Let's let me know when. We out here.
I ain't riding, but I'm watching.
You know what, Monroe?
Come on, that's bro. You need a fucking man up.
I don't care.
Such a house nigga for that shit.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I can't say that.
Be Nat Turner.
Keep on going.
Be Nat Turner.
I want to see this shit. I want to see this shit play out.
Y'all really think shit's going to get real?
I don't even
know. I don't know, bro. It's a revolution.
I'm playing the game. I'm just doing whatever I got to do to make money and retire in 10 years and give my kid a great life. That's literally the fucking plan here.
But that's what everyone's plan is.
Ten
and
out,
when
baby.
People are fucking honest about that, when everybody's like, I'm just trying to get some money.
I'm just trying to make
fuck
fucking money and get the fuck out of here. I'm not like, now I think there's a lot of shady shit going on.
But you would get more people to take the vaccine or just be honest about it. It's like, look, we just want people to feel comfortable getting their asses back to work.
Yeah.
That's the only people who are really getting pressured to take the vaccine or the people who need to work. There's a help wanted sign in every fucking window, every job.
I don't look. The reason I got the vaccine,
I'm not saying you, but you wanted to get to work.
I had to travel internationally.
Work.
And it was, so I'm doing these gigs with Bisping. In fact, we'll do our plugs right now. In fact, or in a second, let me just say this. I'm doing these gigs with Bisping. I'm warming up for his one man show in England. And I'm doing my own show as well. I'm landing a day before the Bisping run, and I'm doing two shows in London, England, at the City Comedy Club. Two shows one night, 7:30, 9:30. I think 7:30 at this point when you hear this will be sold out for sure. 9:30, they just put on sale because we sold the 7:30 out so quickly. So grab your tickets if you want to see me in London. Very limited engagement. This is a little tiny fucking theater. So go to lewisofskanks.com and grab your tickets right now because these will sell out for sure. Yeah, but the point is, I was like, well, am I going to give up the money on these gigs when more than likely I'm going to have to get the vaccine anyway in order to do the shit that I need to do in order to make money and send my fucking kid to the, you know, best college and give him the best life possible? I got it now. I still think it's fucked up that they're injecting my body with some weird shit. I hate it. I fucking hate it. I hate all of it. And it's all shady and I don't trust anybody. But my job is to play the hand that's dealt, you know, and unfortunately, one of my cards is that I have to travel internationally. And but I gave up doing comedy in New York City. I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to do it. I was like, I just won't go because they were doing the, you know, the
Vax cards and all
that. I'm not doing that. I refuse. And I might, I don't give a fuck about doing comedy in New York City. I got to be honest with you. Like, you know, I do the road enough where I don't really need it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the only reason why I did it. But if you're.
For the money, for the work, everybody is getting it.
Yeah, but the problem is
the
they're using that and they're going to keep on tightening the restrictions. Yeah. So they are forcing you to put a chemical in your body.
Yeah.
And that is fucking crazy and fucked up and bizarre. And it's a sad fucking state that they are just like, you know, it's they're just like closing the parameters more and more. To you're like in a corner, and you're like, fuck. Well, now
democracy
I have to do
is out the window. That's how you make you feel. But that's the thing. I mean, I didn't really trip about taking it. You know, I got the Pfizer and shit. You know, I'm a classy ass bitch, so I had to get. But
hell yeah,
the same thing. But I took the two because I didn't really freak out. Everybody's like, you don't know what's in it. Like, my nigga, I did a bump off a toilet last night. Like, yeah. I don't give a fuck. I mean, we all do shit. We don't know what's in it. But yeah. I think I was cool with taking the two
he
shots.
He did cocaine with Kate Quigley a week ago. He doesn't care.
Give a fuck, my nigga, you know. But at the same time, now they're like, well, you know, you might need a booster. You'll have to get it every 4 hours. I was like, I'm not doing that. And
that's just a little key bump afterwards. Little booster. Give me your key, a little booster. No big deal.
About that shit, but that's what I'm saying.
I sort of have the same thing, right? So we eat tons of shit. I don't give a fuck about it being, you know, the government sponsoring it or fucking saying it's FDA approved or whatever. It's all horseshit. Yeah. It's crazy. I'm just saying, like, you know, just in a very realistic viewpoint, like if you don't I would put that shit off as long. I did put it off as long as possible. It was just sort of it was playing my hand. And I was like, well, yeah. What am I going to do? Am I going to just, you know, I couldn't quarantine for 14 days in England, which is what they required you to do if you didn't have the vaccine. So, you know, I felt like my hands were tied. And I think the point I'm making is I'm not saying for people to get the vaccine at all, because I really don't think you should. If you don't have to, if you could fucking go to work and fucking live your life and figure it out, because there's a lot of resistance. There's a lot of companies that are saying, fuck that. I'm not making my employees get a shot. I have friends who work for companies where legally they're supposed to require their employees to have the vaccine. And the boss has said, fuck that. We're not doing that. And I think that's a fucking badass thing to do, because they're risking a lot to do that.
You're their employees' lives.
Yeah. Now you're going to get your friends in trouble. Now they're going to be like, friends are you talking about? Lewis only has 4.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's Gas Digital that I'm talking about. My friends. But yeah, anyway, let's move on. I don't want to fucking talk any more vaccine shit. All right, real quick, guys, let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Yo Kratom. This is for fans of the show who are over the age of 21 years old. Yo Kratom makes the best wholesale kratom on the planet. You get it delivered right to your door. You don't have to go out to a smoke shop or some fucking weird gas station in the middle of nowhere to find your kratom. Guess what? You can get it at cheaper, better prices, better quality, right to your door. Guess what? Yo Kratom is home of the $60 kilo. Holy fucking shit. You've never heard about that before. This is it. Go buy a kilo for the first time in your life of Yo Kratom at YoKratom.com. Okay. Where were we? Plugs. Let's do it up. Plug it up. Phil Duckett.
What's up, baby? Y'all can follow me on all the socials and shit. Funny Phil Duck. Funny PHILDUCK. Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Fuck with me.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Monroe.
Yo, MonroeMartinComedy.com is the website. Monroe Martin III on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I will be at Goodnight and what is that, Raleigh on the 24th of September. And I got a couple of other things coming up in the New England area. But just go to my website or go to my Instagram to find those dates and keep up.
Zach Amico.
You guys can check out my other shows here on the network. Bye Guys with Ian Flydance, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at Midnight, and Catalyst Wrestling. And Catalyst Wrestling is coming back to Jersey City this September the 17th. I'll be there with my Hudson County Horror Show, Wreaking Havoc. It'll be a lot of fun. Come hang out.
Hell yeah. Badass. Couple things coming up. All right. First of all, The Depraved is coming up September 16th. We return to the Stress Factory. It is the dirtiest comedy show in the country. Everyone starts off with their most fucked up joke. It is a lot of fun. I'll tell you right now, the energy in those crowds are crazy. If you've been there before, you guys know what's up. Everyone in the Stress Factory in New Brunswick area, we get a returning business. Get those tickets because we will sell out. Lineup is bonkers. Your boy Derek Gaines is on the show. We got Adrian Appalucci, Yamanika Saunders, Louis Katz, Mike Cannon. Who else? Zach Amico, myself. I don't know. The show's fucking wild. It's going to be great. Scott Chaplin. It's going to be an incredible night. Come out. Grab those tickets. It will sell out. Grab them now. It's next Thursday, September 16th. Also, September 25th, I'm going to be at Soul Joel's Comedy Club with William Montgomery and a few other comedians. It's a little Skankfest preview. It's a showcase. A bunch of comics that are on Skankfest will be there. If you guys are in the Royersford, Pennsylvania area, grab those tickets. I think it's two shows on Saturday night, September 25th. Then September 30th through October 2nd, I'll be in Austin, the Creek and Cave with Zach Amico and Colin Turrell. Also, Natalie Cuomo, my chick, she's coming as well. We're doing a live podcast on Thursday with special guest Tony Hinchcliffe, then live stand-up shows all weekend long. And then I'm going out to London, England for the first time, October 5th. Two shows, 7:30, 9:30 at the City Comedy Club. Grab all those tickets at lewisofskanks.com. I believe. Maybe not the Soul Joel tickets, but come out to the Soul Joel show. You guys know what's up. It's going to be a fun one. If you guys love the net or you love this show, subscribe to the Gas Digital Network. We have 20 shows on the network. It is the best subscription you're going to ever spend your money on. It's $8 a month. You get 20,000 hours of podcasts that are not available anywhere else on the internet. All ad-free, all uncensored, all in one place. You get access to the Racist Live Chat, which is always a lot of fun. Pre-release on all the episodes. You guys get special pre-releases on events. Gas Digital subscribers get access to Skankfest things. Gas Digital subscribers, we're doing Skankfest giveaways and ticket giveaways. If you use the promo code RAP, what we're doing is we're giving away one set of all access passes per week for the entire month of October. So use the promo code RAP, and we're going to pick a subscriber to win some passes once a week, every single week on Fridays. Actually, we'll probably do it on Fridays starting in October. Use that promo code RAP though. You get a 7-day free trial. You save $1.50 a month. It's only $8 a month. It's the best subscription you'll ever fucking get in your entire life. Let's go, Shannon.
Yes.
Turn that off. The thing is, Ding. Listen, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new show on the air. And I feel like we should make it a segment on this show where we talk about it for a little bit. I think people should follow along.
Okay. Is it what I think you're going to say?
Naked and Afraid of Love.
Yes. Are you caught up?
I am caught up. I watched it last night. Watched the whole episode.
There's three now.
The show is called Naked and Afraid
of Love. No, I love Naked and Afraid, but it's a dating show now?
Yep.
They switched it?
Get the fuck out of here.
Not the whole show. They still have Naked and Afraid.
Spinoff.
So you got to survive and then fuck.
You gotta survive, but it's very cushy.
Okay,
but my nigga,
right.
But you know
these motherfuckers are always eating coconut and mango. Like, where'd you find this coconut?
I'm trying to figure out.
We got hair gel in. Yeah. Pull up a trailer.
Okay, because I like Naked and Afraid.
I love Naked.
The mosquitoes biting the pussy. Yeah. I'm like, how y'all fucking?
Dude, they're in like a private little Bermudan island that is fucking cushy as shit. They showed up at their site and their shelter was already half built. It was all framed up.
Oh,
They had tools. And it's all hot people, except like three of them aren't hot.
Yeah.
Look, there's layers to this show. I gotta be honest. Listen, I like it and I hate it. So if you like Naked and Afraid,
I love Naked and Afraid.
There's enough Naked and Afraid in it where it's still Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
But it has crossed the realm into like, it feels like the Bachelorette, Bachelor sort of thing.
Man.
Yeah.
So essentially, if they're not getting pussy, they drop out. So two guys have already dropped out. I'm not fucking. I am out. I cannot
be
naked.
Gonna let me hit
around all of these whores and not fuck them. I can't jerk off. There's bugs. Fuck this shit.
Wait.
Yeah.
So it's not just one man, one woman. It's like a group.
16 people, and they all start off just two people. They all and their own thing, and then they migrate to different areas and they link up, and they're all. Nobody's actually hooked up yet. We're on episode 3. It's
but in my head,
I like it.
But here's the thing: the pussy stink? You've been out there 30 days.
No, they're jumping. Jumping in this crystal clear ocean.
Yeah. They're in Bermuda,
doggy. It's not the fucking African jungle.
Yeah,
because that was always the question on Naked and Afraid. Was like, did they fuck?
That's what I've always wanted.
And I've read all this behind the scenes shit, and I know Shannon, you have as well. You could chime in, Shannon.
Yeah,
I've read all this behind the scenes shit, and they were like. They were like, even when you're attracted to somebody, within 4 hours, there's bugs in your ass, and you have bites all over you, and there's sunburn, and like there's snakes, and your feet are all fucked up.
Yeah.
So it's just not a sexy environment. Nobody's trying to fuck.
Yeah.
But that question must have come up so much. And they probably did like focus groups where they were like, why did you first watch the show? They're like, I want to see if they were going to fuck. Which is why everyone, I think, tunes in the first time. You're like, and then once you watch Naked and Afraid, you're like, oh, this is a dope show. This is actually really interesting. And the nudity, it's not about sex. I talked about about this with Big J because he was like, well, if they don't show anything, why would you even care?
Yeah.
And it's like, no. It's not about that. It's the element of them being naked makes the show that much more like crazy because they're battling the elements.
It's about the vulnerability.
Yeah. It's not about seeing their bodies. Most of the time, they're not attractive people.
They're horribly ugly people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they're good looking,
and
but
very few,
very rare.
And white people, West Virginian
white people.
Yeah,
There's been two people in the history of the show that were black. They thought they were showing up for a different audition.
They did. They really did. I was like, my nigga, he did not know he was about to be in Nature. He quit in 2 days.
That's got to be a tough pitch. That's got to be a tough pitch. Like, hey, would you like to be naked and stuck on an island? It's like, we're not going back. It's the same reason like black guys don't do S&M.
Hey, we're going to take all your clothes and send you to Africa. What do you think?
They're like, we...
This seems like a setup. I think I'm going to...
We're better than this.
Fool me once.
Show us the trailer, Shannon, because this has been good. I think, look, Shannon, we could do a whole other show on this. Well, we can Shannon and Lewis watch Naked and Afraid and Love.
We should do that.
But if we,
we're not doing it naked.
Shannon.
We're not making out.
Shannon.
Oh, my God. If you guys do it
naked. If we did it naked, I shit you not, I would do the show with you. No. We would and it would be massive.
No.
You or think just you guys panties can make and
it?
Bra?
You think y'all can make it?
Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. What about just half
just naked and afraid?
No. Just naked and afraid.
No.
I don't think we can make it.
I think if I was
afternoon
on the beach,
half naked and uncomfortable.
I'd be eating Shannon's butt like within a, like 5 minutes. She couldn't. There's nobody there. Yeah. Nobody can help her.
Oh no.
Nobody can help her. Is ridiculous.
I motorboat her butt.
For me, the bugs. I couldn't do it because of the bugs.
Shannon.
Oh, let me just tell you a quick thing. The only trailer I was able to find appears to be like a fan-made trailer. It's what? 2 minutes.
How is there no trailer for this show?
I'm telling you, this is the only one I could find, this or a piece of the episode. But let's maybe try listening to this.
Let's see the fan-made trailer.
Nah, fuck that shit. I don't want to watch Tory Lanez.
Oh, what is
What is this?
This
what
is
type
not
of trailer is this?
this nigga just killed this white lady.
Wait, yeah, go. What trailer is this?
Sean, what the fuck was that?
This is On the Run.
I saw some of... There we go.
Yeah, this is the trailer. He just took a bunch of trailers and put them together.
Okay. Out the wall.
Sorry, Mom. Naked and Afraid of Love.
Dante Lucas. This is bullshit.
Why do they keep trying to get me on board with their fucking weird GoFundMe?
Dante over here promoting his shit.
Dante Lucas.
So I agree with you, Lewis, by the way, that it's, I don't think survival is a part of it at all.
At all.
I think
all these niggas was clean.
Yeah, no, because I think they
look beautiful.
Yeah.
They're always clean.
It's Naked Survivor.
I think they're giving them soap, toothpaste, and deodorant so that they're not disgusting. And that they could actually hook up at some point.
Because
they're making out and stuff.
Because they haven't talked about it either. It's not like because they would point out the fact that they're not brushing their teeth. Like on the show, like you'll see them, it's like, well, I found some charcoal and I got this this fucking a tail of a rat and I'm fucking just rubbing it against my teeth and you're like that's not hot. Nobody's trying to fuck that chick.
Yeah.
So
I think the big deal, there's no toilet paper.
Another thing, right.
That's got to be an issue.
Come on, my nigga. You can't hit nothing from the back with shit streaks. Come on, dog.
Yeah, but you know what? If you jump in the ocean and get your finger in your butt, you're fine, dude. Finger your butt.
On Survivor, I remember they all shit in the ocean. Like, they would just take the aquaduce.
No, no, that's crazy. I'm not going to. If some bitch shit in the ocean, I would. I think on Island Rules, you could beat that bitch up. If you catch a girl taking a.
Will you rather.
Why can't that's a deal breaker in the ocean? Wait a minute. Is that a deal breaker for you?
Her just leaning down, taking a shit in the ocean? No, bitch. Go.
Dig a hole?
Go to the volcano and hang your ass. And have it as soon as it touches the fucking lava, it disappears. You're a woman. She's a woman. She needs to shit into a volcano and act like it didn't happen. And come back and jump in the ocean away from me and then come out with her hair all fucking sexy and her tits out. That's the way she shits every time.
I'm not the only nigga who thinks women don't shit. I'm like, hot chicks do not take shit.
Fuck that.
What if you had your back turned? Like, it's not her shitting.
I'll never turn my back.
Her shitting.
I'll never turn my back to her. Every time she
What are they playing, hide and good shit?
Yeah.
30,
You're uncomfortable with women shit. You don't like hot women shit.
If she started walking away from him, like, you going to shit? Where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
God damn.
What are you hanging off a volcano.
Let me see your butt. Let me see. You got a turtle head coming out? Let me see your butthole.
Oh,
I make sure.
Prairie God dogging? Damn. Nah.
I make sure.
Out.
Shannon, where would you poop?
Shannon doesn't poop.
I don't poop.
Thank you,
Shannon. If you had to, would you
rather
do it in the
woods? She doesn't have a butthole.
Nope.
Or in the water. Shannon, we all know you poop.
If I were a guy and I pooped.
Hell yeah, Shannon. Keep it fucking sexy, you hot bitch. Damn. I love it.
I think I would like walk out very far into like the forest, dig a hole. Poop
versus
in there, and then
the
cover
ocean
dig a hole?
And bury yourself in it, you dirty pig.
That's
you would
savage.
Shit in the ocean.
Shannon, that's savage. That's
more
savage.
Sense.
No, because you're going to be swimming in the ocean.
Like, animal
you know
shit
how big
in
the ocean is?
Yeah, but not,
yeah, but
not
nobody,
big human
first of all,
poop.
Fish. Have you ever seen fish shit?
Yeah,
a fish
and they
tank?
Just
it's
keep
a little,
moving.
It's a little string, doggy. It ain't
shark shit.
You seen shrimp shit? That's a, it'd be chunky. It's
just, I know, you gotta fucking.
Ugh, no, I
did. Yo, you tripping.
I defanged my niggas.
I would shit in the ocean and keep it moving. I don't even have to be around the area I shit in. I can just have an area roped off, like this is my bathroom, let it flow out into the rest
cave.
Of the ocean.
I'd shit in a sea cave. It'd be my bathroom.
But I'm not, if it's the ocean or
from
the
afar,
grass,
it just looks like your body is dissipating into the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, is he falling apart?
It's like, no, he's shitting. Just, it'll probably be easier.
I don't know. I feel like sea
have you ever
salt
shit
would burn
underwater?
Your asshole. Yeah, I think it would burn when you open up the water getting your ass.
I don't
burn.
Think it'd be any problem with the sea salt in your asshole.
I think it'll clean it.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
sea salt exfoliates your body, so
yeah, sea salt.
You'll be fine.
You want a sea salted asshole?
A sea salt enema does not sound nice.
It's nature's bidet.
I bet you.
I love it.
See,
bidet.
Now y'all shitting bidet. In the ocean. Now y'all team shitting in the ocean.
I wouldn't disrespect
if you were a man. He's not training. You're not so.
No, it's also if I don't know if I would go and shit in the water because I just feel like that's a little fucked up. People are swimming in that ocean, and I don't care how much that.
They drop bodies in that ocean.
Right, guys, there's plenty
there's
of shit
so
in that
much
ocean
in
you don't
that
want
ocean.
Anybody, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Damn.
I guess
and
if I
salt
diarrhea.
Takes care of all of just, that.
You got the gears turning now. I'm like, I think that's actually not bad.
Shannon, give me your top three problems with the show, because I'll give you my top three problems.
So part of it is that there isn't any survival, and I wish that they would at least be honest about it and be like, because, you know, sex would be a thing we want to happen, like, we're giving them these certain supplies. Instead, they pretend that they're all allowed to bring one personal item, and, like, one chick, it was, like, red lipstick.
Yeah,
no,
lipstick.
This is bullshit.
What, that's your personal item?
Yeah.
You stupid bitch.
Yeah, she would go first.
If I was shipwrecked with a bitch and I was like, oh, you brought one up, we have to eat one of them, I brought my lips.
I was like, eat her.
Eat her
now.
Kill her now, please. Kill her
it
now.
Would just be me and her skeleton. I'm wearing lipstick.
Picking your teeth with her bones.
I'm a pretty lady. I'm a pretty lady all by myself on this island.
Dude, this bitch is wild, okay? She brings lipstick. My other motherfucker brings a surfboard. Like, you got a personal item.
I hate these people.
Bring a fire.
That's how you know it ain't real. These motherfuckers on the real show really be bringing shit to like make it.
Yeah. Would surfboard work if you were going out to fish though? Like if you were going
to
spear
fish.
Shit.
They said they're hungry, but it's like it's all produced. It's all set up. So they'll be like we're going to pretend that you found this mango for her because she's vegan. And like it is really produced.
Which
so.
In the real show, we watch real vegans eat meat because they're like, I'm gonna die tomorrow if I don't eat something.
Give me the squirrel's head.
And I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all over here. Yeah.
Oh shit, dude, this goes against everything she believes in. Oh my god.
On the regulars, they eat more like rats and shit. That they do.
That's all. Yeah, they do drop fall
drop
traps. Fall traps, and that's all they can catch. They never can catch. Dude, I've never seen a fish trap. Work.
Me either.
Is naked and afraid, or are you talking about the dating part?
Here's what happens. You
they
get some dumb
so
hippie bitch, right, Shannon?
Them. Yes.
And she spends 3 days weaving a fish basket. Yes. And every time the guy's like, she's fucking weaving a fucking fish basket. Isn't he knows. He's like,
they
don't work. They don't work.
They
I need people
like
to help me
minnow.
Fucking pick up wood. This bitch is weaving a basket. And they put it in a little hole, and they're like, what happens is the fish will swim to the basket, and the way the basket's shaped, the fish can't come out. And every time they come back and they're just like, oh, there's no fish. We're going to eat another mouse. We're going to split another mouse body today.
Yeah, they caught like one fish, Evan. It was like, you know, like a sardine. Yeah.
I seen that. It was a tap. I'm like, y'all niggas going to die.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't even try a fish trap. It ain't happening.
But I remember like one of the earlier episodes, this thorough ass white motherfucker, he made a spear. And went dove down and he caught. I was like, this is the realest Caucasian.
No, I've seen some ones where you're like, I saw the one chick on Naked and Afraid where they found a huge wasp nest like in a cave. Yeah. Did you see this one, Shannon?
Yes, the bee's nest, right? The
honey? And she's like, yo, there's so much honey in that bee's nest. And the guy's like, we'll get stung to death. Like, you gotta go into a cave. And tear a fucking beehive off a wall?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? She's like,
is it wasp or bee?
She was like, I don't know what. First of all, I don't even know how to eat honey like that. Like, I don't even know what the process is. Yeah. I'm like, fuck that. That's not. I'm gonna catch another mouse.
I'm so afraid of bees, my nigga. That wouldn't even cross my mind.
Doggy, the guy was like, no. The guy was like, no, because she was like, we have to go back at night and smoke it out.
Yeah.
She was like, because at night they're way more docile.
Yeah.
And he's like. No. You can suck my fucking dick, you retarded whore. I'm not going into a cave and smoking out a bee's nest at night in Africa. African bees.
African killing
fuck this. No, it ain't happening.
On top of that, you got other animals that hunt at night.
Doggy, she goes, fuck you, I'm going by myself.
Okay.
And he was like, cool, go, bitch. I hope you die.
Yeah.
He was like, he didn't give a fuck. He was like, peace.
As he should.
Yeah. She went. Dude, this fucking hardcore white bitch climbed into a cave, smoked it out. She got stung like 60 times. She's like, and she walked back. She was like, here's your honeycomb, and threw down a piece in front of him and gave him some.
And then went in a shot.
And then she died.
She still gave him a piece.
She still gave him a piece.
Oh, that's hardcore.
That bitch was hard fucking
core. That's hardcore.
That was wild. I would have fucking sat there eating honey with my hand, being like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
She got pregnant that night. I'm like, you deserve all of it. You are the champ.
Doggy, I'm telling you, man, that show is fucking crazy. So, Shannon, give me your next problem.
I mean, I think that's my biggest problem right now.
Who is your least favorite person on the show? Because I have a
surfer guy, but the surfer guy is from another show.
What show is he from?
I don't know. I can't.
Reality show.
I hate that shit, dude. When you see him from a news, I'm like, nigga, you just out here collecting the check. You don't even want
to
be here.
Well, they also like they produce it like it's like, you know, they always ask him, it's like, why are you here? Is it to find love? It's like, no, they're all fucking actors.
Yeah.
They're not really here to find love, but they're all that's why it's like, oh, you know, dating apps just don't work in the real world. I gotta try something new. And that's like the angle every time. It's like, shut up. Stop saying it.
Have you watched Sexy Beast then?
No, it's Sexy Beast.
I watch Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast is a Netflix show. It's a dating show where everybody is in for prosthetic makeup, so they look like animals and shit like that. Like they, like legit, like one
like
girl
tails
showed
and
up,
shit on them.
Like yeah,
but are they like, are they full into animals?
No, it's just to hide their person. It's just to hide what
the
they look like.
I have the
so
trailer.
They have to only hook up based on personality. And they eliminate it. Yeah,
you watch and you're like, this is dumb, and then you're 5 minutes into it, and you're like, this fox is an asshole.
Yeah,
it's a great show. I love it.
Yeah. I've never even seen a preview for this shit.
I never saw it either. This is wild.
This shit is great.
Do you want to see the trailer?
Let's see, please.
Babies. Before I'm like 26, do you have health insurance?
Nah.
Welcome to the strangest blind date ever. Hey, how you doing? Damn. How are you doing?
Her body is righteous.
With someone based on personality
alone.
What is your ID?
You're like, oh, she's black. God damn it. She was black.
First, personality second. You're the best looking devil I've ever seen.
This is really weird right now.
Would you count this as a weird experience for you?
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Yo, this shit is lit.
I ain't gonna lie.
This is great.
This is pretty dope.
I'd have to fuck one time in that costume, though.
Yeah. I
so
love
this
thing. All of these people are going to be attractive, though. It's not like underneath it, like they go.
No, some
of them motherfuckers is hit. I promise.
Yeah, some of them were like
the beaver.
Yeah,
was like a chubby black guy, and he couldn't have been more obnoxious. Not only was he not good looking, he was a mean beaver.
Yeah,
like he was just like, I judge women based on their bodies first.
Yeah,
you're like, look,
it's like this beaver's an asshole.
Yeah.
It always be the ugly motherfuckers like that ain't my type, nigga. Yeah.
Also hilarious. On the show, they let the girls like wear skimpy things, so the guys could always see what the girls' bodies were like. So it's
well,
cheating.
Not too skimpy because they don't even let you see like the
skin color
of their skin.
Yeah,
but you can tell they got titties.
Yeah,
you can. That's tell all they got titties. Yeah,
no, there's been a few where you're like, I did not think that was an Asian.
Yeah, same.
We're
talking about the same episode. Yeah. I was like, wow, did not.
Is this Netflix?
Yeah.
I'm checking it out. How many episodes are there?
This is what, like
it was
season
like six,
two,
it was short.
Right?
Oh.
Oh, this is my whole trip in Jamaica. Every night, just watching Sexy Beast, or what is it called?
Yeah, Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast. So, all right, Shannon, can I tell you my least favorite person on Naked and Afraid of Love?
Who is it?
The black chick.
Which, the
one that isn't naked.
Well, she is naked.
What do you mean? They got a black chick?
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
In clothes?
Okay. But yeah, they made clothes for her.
Nigga, well, she can't get her hair wet.
No, they made her. Her guy made her those clothes.
No, I understand that was the angle.
Oh.
Wasn't her personal angle like item, some that she, like cloth or something?
And she just made a bathing suit out of like
she made a fully functional bikini. Now, it's not, this is, first of all, this is like, it covers way too much. Like it's he's not a clothing designer. This is like it looks like a real bikini. Pull her up, Shannon.
I'm looking.
Try to fucking find her.
Fashion up.
The whole show is Naked and Afraid and Love.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're supposed to be naked.
Yeah.
My assumption, what happened, is they got there.
Yeah.
Because this bitch is, first of all, she's super fucking uppity.
Yeah.
She's like, my shit don't stink. Like she's like way like she out of all the chicks, she's the most high maintenance, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, whatever. Da, da, da. And I guarantee you she got there and she's like, I don't feel comfortable being naked.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's the whole show. And they were on an island already. They had it casted. And she was like, I don't feel comfortable being naked, so figure it out. And they were like, well, I guess we'll do an angle. We're going to let him make her a bikini. Because that's not, like, yeah, this bitch, Ariel.
Ariel.
Where he made her the bikini.
She was naked for a half an episode.
Yeah. That's true.
And now she just walks. Everyone's she's naked. And she's in a bikini though. The whole time. Yeah. No, she's got a
look
great
at her,
body.
Look at her stance, though. She's standing like this. She's so ashamed of her
I'm sure she is self-conscious.
They all look have perfect
she's actually
bodies.
One of the hottest chicks on
yeah.
the show.
Yeah.
I think the Jewish chick with the big butt is the hottest.
The blonde?
No,
they don't got no clue.
A Jew with a fat ass. That's my kryptonite.
Lauren, this tall Jew bro with a... I mean, her ass is
right here?
Wild.
She looked like she got a cannon on her.
Doggy, her ass is... But donkers. Rachel on the top left is actually an ugly person.
She has a nice butt.
She's an actual ugly person, and they casted her in the show, and we're all... And she's with the hottest guy on the show.
But she has a good butt. That's the
butt, her butt's butt okay. Her
Rachel kind of looks like the girl from Hereditary.
And then Chelsea was smoking hot when she submitted her audition tapes, and this bitch blew up during the fucking pandemic, and now she's a little chubby Puerto Rican chick. Yes, doggy.
No, I think when she had longer hair, she was hot. The shorter hair doesn't work for her.
No, she also got chubby, doggy.
Yeah, I was saying, the hair don't make you fat.
I'm telling you, man. I'm
that's so funny.
His look, the show's I'm invested.
Actually
I'm invested.
An ugly person.
Rachel's an ugly human being. Lauren, if you could find Lauren's ass, this is the craziest ass I've ever seen on a white chick. I think
it's that big.
It's nice.
It's natural ass.
Natural ass. It is fucking damn. All right, Shannon, if you had that ass,
go ahead.
Damn.
Go ahead. Already were motorboated the way it is.
And called her a horse. I mean, where else can we go with this?
Here's some of it. It shows in this promo.
No, Shannon, you got to be able to find her ass.
No, look at the water cutting that thing off. She do like she got a midget on her back.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, she's fucking hot. I like her.
Damn.
I like her.
Man, I'm telling you. So I got to check this out. So I got two shows to watch.
Yeah,
Sexy Beast.
I haven't watched this one. Sexy Beast is
Sexy
great.
Beast and Naked and Afraid of Love, which, again, they're ruining a great show by doing this, but I'm still going to check it out.
Shannon, we were talking about 9/11 before. Can you pull up the...
Naked and Afraid and 9/11?
Naked and Afraid 9/11 edition?
Yeah. Oh, I found her Instagram.
You found her Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I have to log in. Hold on 1 second.
I bet she's got a fucking fat ass on her Instagram, too.
You found her on Instagram?
Hold on.
Is she...
Okay, here. Look, here's a clip from the show. Oh, wait. She's going to show her butt in the water.
Lauren
there you
Bonner
go.
Lauren official.
And she shared this.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, damn. She's floating.
Oh, yeah. Isn't
her,
nice
ass is, her ass is wild.
And he over there acting like he helping her serve. Like, I got you, nigga.
He's like, I'm going to stay low in this water, though.
That's it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, she's naked in all her shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, her body's righteous. Why is she, how many followers does she have?
65,000.
Why does she have so many fucking followers? What does she do?
Butt naked.
What did she
show?
Do before this?
Nothing. She got all them followers from being naked, my nigga. That's how that works.
Not in three episodes.
I promise you.
I'm talking about she's been, go back to her oldest post. She's probably been naked since Instagram started.
Yeah.
There's a lot of naked.
Since Instagram started, she's been naked.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you get naked, bro, you get thousands a day, bro. I'm telling you. It don't take no time.
True. Yeah, she doesn't like clothes.
Yeah.
She's an exhibition.
Well, if I had a body like that, I wouldn't like clothes either.
If you want to show this while I'm scrolling so you can see all her naked pictures, is a lot.
Look at her spread.
And spread.
How'd she get 65? That's to tell you right
look
there.
Look at that butt. Go back.
That picture right there, right there. All of that right there.
She is a thirsty.
Switching the position for you, my nigga, please.
What?
I'm trying to go
back
to the beginning.
That's why they put her on the show.
What is going on here? Yeah. Is she available naked on the internet? Like actual naked? Can I see her spread vagina?
There's not an OnlyFans link, but I will check.
There must be something.
There's got no. She ain't new to this. She true to this.
She's partying.
So many pictures.
She's partying.
Nigga, that was an easy cast.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, I hope we got nips.
Wow.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was before they started editing the nips out. Yeah. No,
she fucking rules, dude. Look at this fucking hot Jew.
And to be honest, though.
And nobody likes her.
But to be honest.
She's not even hooking up.
But to be honest, though. She's been naked for a long time. She should actually have more than 65,000 followers.
Yeah, she's hot and naked enough that she should have parlayed
that. She should be
in
the hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
She didn't have to be on an island.
Yeah.
She could have did something.
She's broken.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the other people? So look up some of the other people on Instagram. Do they have followers now? I don't. I bet you that she was already doing new model shit that already got her a following.
Probably at least 20K before the show.
Yeah.
Try Bennett.
I don't think the show's that popular.
It's not.
I don't think so. It just started. It's on episode 3 of the first season, and I think it's only on Discovery Plus, right?
And which is why I don't probably watch it. I'm paying it extra.
Mm-hmm.
Bennett Murphy only has 128 followers.
Who's Bennett?
Who's which Bennett?
He's the like normal white guy.
Oh, we don't give a fuck about Bennett. Nobody gives a fuck about Bennett. Where the hoes at? Where the hoes at?
That's a weird name. Bennett. Who
Bennett?
Get the fuck out of here with Bennett.
This right, guy only has 28. We don't give a shit. What? Sorry, Zach. Maybe Zach wanted to hear that.
No, but okay. If your name is Bennett, the only sentence that should come out is, "Hi, my name's Bennett. What will you be having today?" That is a fucking gay way to name
Bennett.
Yeah. All right. So let's, Shannon, let's go to some of these 20-year anniversary 9/11 memes. These are the best. What was the number one song? September 11th, 2001. Let's pull that song up.
You remember?
No, it was Blink-182.
September. Ooh. Look at this. Change it to that.
I like that.
Number one song was...
The towers fell down. You
Janet Jackson's All For You.
Oh. All right, yeah, I'll play that.
And I'm saving all my love. Is that right?
No.
No.
Fuck.
That's not even Janet Jackson.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Confident and wrong.
Yeah, and we're going to look at some of the best 9/11 memes that have been made throughout the years while we listen to this.
We can share this. Stop that. Stop that music. Stop that music.
Ah, the Hulk Hogan one. One of the best ones. Oh, you remember that one? Once again, you got to make it funny. Good job. 9/11 jokes aren't funny. 6 Muslims died there. RIP. Good kebab today is a real 9/11. Don't trust those Americans and Illuminati.
Is that supposed to be?
What the fuck is that?
Funny at all. I'm like, these niggas just hate Muslims.
Did you just pick? Like, did you pick any meme? I said pick the funniest one, Shannon.
I thought the 6 Muslims died here. I thought that was funny. I didn't realize.
I think it's
serious.
16, and the one is blocked out by that black building.
Okay. Yeah, but because
that's supposed to be the hijackers.
Oh, okay.
Open wide, here comes the airplane. Oh, Jesus. That one's pretty good. That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
Cameron, I don't understand. Psychic kid, trust me. This will be really funny someday. That's pretty good.
This is good.
Okay, I see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rule number 3.
He does like he hit it from the butt.
Rule number 34 is the rule that anything can be made into porn.
Rule number 34 is anything can be made into porn. And there it is. 9/11.
One more.
I am Khalil Ad Midhar, and this is Jack.
That's my funniest one.
That's funny because it's so MS Painty.
This is Jackass. That's fucked up.
I watched a thing. It was all different movies that had to be edited post 9/11.
Yeah.
So like movies where they're like Spider-Man had the Twin Towers in it.
Yeah.
And they re-edited it so that he wasn't there.
Okay.
And then like other movies where they kind of. It was like a big decision at the time. Do you keep the towers in the skyline or do you edit them out, which was kind of seen as disrespectful, depending on when the movie's supposed to be. The craziest, have you ever seen the Lilo and Stitch thing?
No.
I mean, I see the movie.
So when Lilo and Stitch, before it came out post 9/11.
Yeah. I wrote an essay about that once, about all of the things, but I'll let you tell it.
Thank you.
It's really interesting.
So in Lilo and Stitch, in the first cut, they steal the same kind of airplane that was used in 9/11 and drive it and fly it through a city, and they're like hitting buildings and shit.
Oh, wow.
And then they took that scene out, and now they steal like a little red spaceship and do the same thing. But it was so close to 9/11, they were like, this is going to like upset kids for life.
Oh, wow.
If they see the aliens do this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, you'll see them like hit like towers and shit. Like they bounce off towers.
Oh, they just added a bunch of shit inside of the plane. Like this isn't an airplane.
They made it a spaceship.
Damn. That's amazing.
Oh my God. Pre-release cut. So they didn't have the scene inside of the plane. Oh shit, wow.
Yeah, they cut.
Oh.
But now you're gonna It went through a city, and now they change it to mountains.
Shit. Oh, shit.
God damn.
Because they're like, this is going to fuck kids up.
That's the September 2001 pre-release. Jesus Christ. That was Zach. This scene was entirely cut. Wow, that's crazy.
That is nuts. That's fucking
Oh, wow.
Fuck yeah.
You wrote a college essay about that, Natalie?
Yeah, I took a class called The Media in the Age of Anxiety, which I didn't realize until after I enrolled in the class was just after 9/11. Wow. And so my final essay was about like different media that had to be cut, and I thought this was the most interesting.
That was very interesting. Is there anything that you could tell us about that we wouldn't know?
Not about that one in particular, but I read something recently saying that, like, quote unquote, canonically in the Muppets universe, something Kermit did caused 9/11 because in the what's the movie where he goes back Scott and Chappell sees when he wasn't born?
Wait, say that again.
He like. Hold on. It shows like what it would be like without Kermit, and it shows the skyline with 9/11, and they just never cut it out. And it was like if Kermit wasn't born, the towers would still be there.
Oh, that's funny.
It's Muppets Take Manhattan, yeah. Right?
I thought it was a Christmas. Is that a Christmas movie?
I don't know which one it is, but it's Scott Chappell does a joke about it.
That's funny,
and it's very very funny.
Nice.
Yeah, they say that canonically. Okay. If Kermit wasn't born, 9/11 would have been prevented.
Good.
Show.
All right. There we go. So, Shannon, let's pull up this blue heron. I think this is a good story.
Okay, so people are saying that this blue heron is a hero. Sorry, it's not loading.
What's a blue heron?
A blue heron's a type of bird, I think, right?
Yes, it's a bird.
Oh.
It's like a fish to me.
Yeah, heron.
If I were to guess, I would have guessed a blue heron is a bird or a fish.
Mm. Is it H-E-R-I? Herring is a fish.
No, H-E-R-I-N.
I think it's a bird.
Is a fish.
Herring.
Oh, sorry.
Blue heroin?
Blue smack?
Hell yeah, let's do it. It's blue heroin. So it's not loading, Shannon?
No, I'm having the internet. And
God fucking damn it. Forget it, Shannon. Just cut the entire bit.
Sorry. Let me tell Eric.
I can't stand you.
Yeah, we have no blue hair.
So wait, there's no... Oh, there's no internet right now?
Oh, shit.
Rick's restarting
it. Oh, it is 9/11 talk.
Yeah. No, it's all good. Government
they shut us down. Yeah, like, we're getting too close to the truth.
Yeah.
Well, right. let's talk about this story then. All right. So what about, I didn't read it, but Shannon, you tell me. Texas braces for the emergence of abortion bounty hunters?
Yeah.
What?
So they're saying since they're putting like a money incentive on it because you're allowed to sue anybody that has anything to do with somebody's early term abortion or like a 6-week abortion. So it could be the Uber driver that drove the person to the clinic, the person that's performing it, anybody involved. So there are hotlines that they set up for people to call in to rat on other people that are involved in abortions.
I'm sick of Texas, dog.
Yeah.
But well, hold on, I don't understand. Like, you can get in trouble for giving somebody a ride to get an abortion?
Yeah. Yes.
You can make money off snitching on whoever was involved in this abortion from the time it starts, from the ride to the doctor. Yeah. So niggas is broke. So they're like, you know I'm snitching. Like, it's so fucking wild.
Yeah.
But it's going to backfire. When one of these white senators' daughters get pregnant by some football player, it's going to change the whole goddamn game up. They're like, well, you can't have this nigga, baby. Yeah. And they you're going to have to go to Mexico to get this thing taken. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to backfire.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
The interpretation I got from this hotline was that people are sharing it, and they're like, well, wouldn't it be a shame if every day everyone that read this sent in fake tips that they have to investigate?
Yeah.
Like, because if you make, like, 5 dummy emails, you can bug these people all day.
And then kind of just make them go, fuck it.
Yeah.
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 You can overload that system until they can't possibly look at the real.
I don't really understand what's happening in Texas. So hold on. They made it so you can't get an abortion after 6 weeks. That's what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
But most people don't find out they're pregnant until after 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They missed their first period.
Yeah. And you can sue for up to $10,000.
You can sue up for $10,000.
10 bands?
And you can sue anyone involved.
You know how many people need
$10,000? Who can sue, though?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't get that part.
Yeah, who?
So
the government?
I can't get out of the article right now, but it appears that they're linking that amount of money to the reason why so many people are ratting people out. So I don't know who the person is that can sue, but they're saying it's because of the monetary incentive that people are ratting so many people out.
Well, you know, get that money. That's what I say.
It's like a slip and fall. It's like a slip and fall in a store. If I can get $10,000 that quick by calling, I mean, it's sad. But...
Well, if you slipped and fell, you wouldn't need an abortion. There you go. Oh, yeah. We found a joke.
That was good.
I found a joke.
Damn. bro.
Damn.
Can you imagine that, bro? Texas is wildin', bro.
But that's what y'all get for all moving there.
No, but here's the thing.
Didn't everybody move to Texas during the pandemic?
But that's because they're saying mask are violating my rights. But you tell a woman you can't get your baby, like, if you don't want this. Like, that's so wild. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm not like, I don't feel super strongly about the abortion issues. You know, it's fucking, look, I do understand the idea that a baby is a life after this heartbeat. Once I saw my kid's heartbeat, that did change my perspective on it a little bit.
But it was still your right or the mom's right to kill it.
Yes, I do. Yes. If I have to pick a side, yes. And I don't think I have to.
You don't.
But if I have to pick a side, right, and I'm the person in charge, I would allow, I would allow people to do it. But I do think, I mean, there has to be a limitation, like, because you hear on the other side of it where it's like late term abortions.
Well, that's wild. Once the nigga got fingernails, you shouldn't be having an abortion at 8 months. I mean, that's murder. But when it's a fucking fetus, like, you know, make your own call based on.
Well, I mean, there's times where you'll hear about it. I mean, I watched a documentary about this, and they had they were talking about. To the it was like undercover. They were talking to the person at the abortion clinic, and she was like, "Okay, well, it was like 3.5 months. It was still within the thing." And they were like, "Well, sometimes the baby can be alive at 3.5 months once they take it out. So what would you do in that case?" And the doctor's like, "Well, we would let it pass." And it was like, "But couldn't you save its life?" I was like, "Well, I mean, technically, but you know." And she was like, "Please don't think that way." And it was a very real kind of fucked up look at like the other side of it, which is very interesting. It is a really fucking heavy topic, right? It's a super fucking heavy topic. And I think it's so nuanced. And I think it's like, but if you gotta, you know, if you have to pick one or the other, I just do feel like, you know, where's the line, right? So we do agree that at one point it's a life, right? Yeah. So is the argument that 2 weeks before it's not really a life, or a month before, it becomes nuanced and it does become, and I just feel like there are people that are too extreme on both sides. Right. Mm-hmm. No, I think 6 weeks is crazy. I think anything beyond like, you know, 2-3 months is also crazy. And once it's looking like a human being at that point, it has a heartbeat, it has organs, it's developing.
But it's that person's decision though. They gotta live with that, you don't. So if a person,
well, no, but the baby, you know, doesn't. So it, but that
it's
that's
there, it's still there, because think about how. So, many but hold, other it, shit
but
gets
you don't.
Done
we're not.
Kids
we're not property. We're not owned. Like, I don't own my son. My son is a human being that I have taken the responsibility to parent and to help him grow into the best person possible. Yeah. I'm just saying, there's a line, right? There's at one point, mm-hmm. we all agree. It's fucked up. Yeah. So you can at the very least say, okay, well, I can understand why another person who may have more religious views or may have a different, more traditional, their line is probably a little bit further back. And I can empathize with that, and I understand that thought process.
Yeah.
But I'm not pro-life at all. Like, I know people, I guess Jake Flores tweeted that Legion of Skanks are pro-life. I'm a pro-life. I am pro-choice ultimately. But after I had a kid, it did change my view mm-hmm. on what that was. Right. And it was, because you, before I had a kid, it was like, oh, it's a fucking little, you know, it's a little fucking seed.
It's a peanut.
Yeah, it's a peanut. It's being sucked out. Like, but once I saw my kid's heartbeat, I was like, oh shit, that was heavy as fuck. At mm-hmm. that point, I was like, no way. Like, there's no way I'm getting rid of this child. Like, that's a heartbeat right there. And if you have a kid, I think people that have kids understand that a little bit more. But
people who have kids can't make decisions for people who
don't have kids.
Who don't have kids.
But who's making the decision for the fetus and that life?
The person who produced, like, I look
but
at
But you're
it
making
like,
a decision to end that life.
But that's because the nuance.
I like
is,
this.
No, wait, hold on. Let me
but
get
it's
this.
A
no,
nuanced conversation. Please. No, no, no.
The
but
nuance
it's and
the,
but neither of us have a horse in the race. We're not like, I'm not pro-life.
And I'm not pro-life.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying the nuance starts when life begins. That's the nuance. And that's where people really begin to fight. There's like, oh, there's a heartbeat, there's this. It's nah. Until it's, to me, whether it's C-section, premature, or whatever, once it enters this earth, once it enters this shit, then it's a human. Yeah. If it's still in her body, it's her fucking property. And then she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
And if
it's psychological,
I understand that
she got to deal with that.
I understand that thought.
You get what
but
I'm
I
saying?
Also understand the other thought that it's not, and that it's like, you know what I'm saying? So it's both. And I really, as a dude, I'm really happy that it's not really my fucking call. And
absolutely.
I'm like,
I enjoy like, being
this
a man.
I'm so happy that this is not my fucking battle.
It's
But I think it, like, I think it is a much more nuanced, you know, thing. It's not that black and white. I don't think, like, and I think it's, you know, the reason it's such a big topic, I understand it more now as an adult why it's such a big topic than when I was, you know, younger. And I was just a kid being like, ah, whatever. You could just fucking
hurt my out here squirting off. You didn't care.
I'm telling you, all my hoes take them to the chop shop. Yeah. I done had three.
I mean, also, don't get me wrong. If I got some chick pregnant that I wasn't in love with and ready to start a family with, I would get an abortion.
You know how many hood rats have hit me with the, I think I'm pregnant. I'm like, listen, I can't tell you what to do. But I ain't shit. And they're like, oh, I already know what you're broke ass. And they get, you know what I mean? But now, I, like I said, I just turned 33. Now, I would not put that on table. It's still your body, your choice. But at my age now, if you say you're pregnant,
you would likely
I'd be like, what pressure would you her. Do? I'd prefer you to
if
have
it. If she ran the shot clock down, what if she do if she waited to at least like three couple of weeks out before it's born, like late term abortion?
No,
you can't do that.
I'm talking about late term.
Second term abortion. I think the way it works,
as long as
state
you can
by
wait.
State, yeah. But I think for the most part, first term abortion is legal. Second term abortion is only legal if it's a health thing where it's gonna hurt the mother. Yeah. Natalie, you're a fucking lesbian. You know all these rules by heart.
She got to.
Makes me more qualified to weigh in on this.
You know these fucking reproductive rights by heart. Come on. What?
You wrote these all down on a song.
I hold these laws to be.
Come on, Wonder Woman, tell us.
I have no idea.
No idea.
What you said sounds like stuff that I've also heard before.
For the most part, I think, and then second trimester, if it's going to be harmful to the mother or the baby, and
would
then
you
third
care?
Trimester, you can't.
But I'm saying, basically, what were you saying,
Natalie?
I would assume that third is also allowed if it would kill the mother in the
third
process.
Trimester? Nah, you Jeffrey Dahmer at that point.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that nigga.
But I'm saying what you were saying earlier. If it gets to the point where you can hear the heartbeat and you can really, like...
I wouldn't go see the heartbeat. Now, knowing now what I know... And by the way, this is what's fucked up.
But then that's the
nuance.
Listen. It's still her choice. I give you Uber money.
Oh, fuck. I forgot what I was going to say now. Goddamn it, Monroe.
You wouldn't go see the heartbeat.
No, but even...
I'm just trying to get you to come over this way. Because you really feel the way I feel.
No, that's not true.
That's not true at all.
No, if she... wanted to, what are you asking?
Asking you if you got a chick pregnant that you didn't want to get pregnant and you were pushing her to have an abortion and she waited to the last possible moment where she can get an abortion, where there's a heartbeat, there's fingernails, all of that shit, would you stop her?
If I couldn't stop her, I legally couldn't. So, what could I do? I would hate that person.
Yeah.
I would like that. That would be an evil person to me. That would be like, a murderous psychopath.
Because you didn't want the motherfucker on the second week.
Yeah.
So why the fuck would you wait months?
If I got a chick pregnant,
what if she took all the Instagram photos she needed to grow her account? If
I found out she was pregnant and she was like, oh, I want to get an abortion, I would disconnect likely. Like emotionally, I would disconnect. Yeah. It's her choice ultimately. Yeah. And I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to hold her down and like, you know, but yeah, if I saw that baby's heartbeat, I would be affected by that. And this is what I was going to say. This was fucked up. This is what they make women do sometimes, not all the time, but in certain states, they make the woman hear the baby's heartbeat before they give her the abortion.
You hear this shit?
Yeah. She's like, do you still want this?
He's alive.
They do that. That's a real thing.
This is what his voice was going to sound like.
Yeah.
That's psychological fucked up.
They got Morgan Freeman.
He's like, do you hear that?
Playing him as an open...
I think he's black.
Well, we know who the father is.
Well, all right. We're going to lose football players. Yeah.
But all I'm saying is it's their choice, and they're the ones that got to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't even argue about it. It's just like, let them deal with that shit.
I know. But look, it is at the very least, it is a conversation. Yeah. We have to wrap this one. This has been a great show. I fucking love having you guys on. Phil, you'll be back on very soon.
I appreciate you.
Monroe Martin. Go support Monroe. He fucking rules, please. The great Zach and Miko, thank you guys for tuning in. We will be back on Monday with another great show. Peace.
That's all, folks.